With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Voters today are headed to the polls in South Carolina for the state's Republican primary.
Donald Trump and Nikki Haley facing off, the former president looking to win his fourth straight primary, going after Haley in her home state.
Republicans aren't supporting her. They don't like, and they don't like her policy. She's essentially a Democrat. I think she should probably switch parties.
Haley, the two-time former South Carolina governor, not just taking on Trump.
70% of Americans have said they don't want Donald Trump or Joe Biden.
In all but one primary since 1980, the South Carolina Republican winner going on to be the party's nominee. Haley vowing to carry on even if she loses. I'm Julie Walker.
Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says even if Republicans win the White House this fall, the next president will need a whole new playbook on foreign policy after deterrence was eroded over the past several years under President Biden.
So you've got to look at things like the Islamic Republic of Iran. And the reality is going just marching back into the maximum economic pressure campaign that we were on 4 years ago is not going to be easy. It may not be palatable.
Ortega was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Many in academia and the media seem to have forgotten the horrors of the October 7th attack against Israel by the terrorist group Hamas. But political writer Josh Krushauer says most Americans are still supporting Israel in its battle against the terrorist group.
I think when you look at public opinion, and this is, you know, this goes of, you know, why the White House is doing what it's doing. You look even within the Democratic Party, you see folks like John Fetterman, you see the rank-and-file Democrats, majority of lawmakers on all these big votes, they're standing with Israel.
And political writer Josh Krushauer notes that even many in the president's own Democrat Party are still supportive of the Jewish state. This is SRN News. An NCAA official is calling it quits over the issue of transgenderism.
William Bach does not believe that men should be allowed to compete against women. His employer does, and so Bach has resigned. The former member of the NCAA Committee on Infractions says letting men play against women threatens the existence of women's sports, adding, quote, the policies that the NCAA and other sports organizations have come up with, which supposedly favor inclusion, actually discriminate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is suing Virginia to block Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's policies on transgenderism in the public schools. Two separate lawsuits ask the courts to set aside Youngkin's policies, including an order that bans boys from competing against girls in sports. Youngkin also wants teachers and students to be allowed to refer to a transgender student by the name and pronouns associated with their actual biological gender. This is SRN News. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the discovery of three new moons in the solar system.
The astronomical discovery is astronomical. Two previously undetected moons have been found circling Neptune, and another was found around Uranus, making it the 28th known moon for the third largest planet. These tiny, distant moons were spotted using powerful telescopes in Hawaii and Chile. This new finding, reported by astronomers, gives Neptune 16 known moons. One of the new ones needs about 27 years to complete just one lap around the planet. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A watch that was melted during the August 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction this week for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 in the morning. This is SRN News.